Now it is messed up.
Horn center, 1, 2, 3. That's right. Larry? Hey, listen, we're in an awful jam. What do you think has happened? The Secret Service are working on this case. Yeah. Yeah, certainly, I'm sure. I was talking to them. Yeah, well, now get this. Me and you are going to make the pinch. There's a nice reward for the capture of these babies, and we're not going to let the Secret Service chisel it away from us. You keep your mouth shut. Hey, here comes somebody. I'll call you later.
I forgot to thank you for bringing me that note.
Oh, that's all right.
Look here. I don't presume there's any use in mincing matters. I may as well tell you that I'm Inspector O.M. Young of Scotland Yard, London.
Scotland Yard?
Exactly. We're cooperating with the Secret Service. We're looking for an international rogue and anarchist named Peters. Once more, I rather fancy we've found him.
What? You mean this guy Peters is...
One of the most dangerous criminals in the world. A man who is not only a cold-blooded assassin, but the leader of a gang of Reds who are plotting a worldwide revolution.
Yeah, but listen...
Just a moment, if you please. I don't know what your connection with this criminal organization might be, but my assistant tells me that you evinced a desire to help us. I think that's a very sensible notion. It might help you to save your own neck.
Yeah, but you've got me wrong. I'm not a crook, and I...
I dare say. At any rate, we're going to give you a chance. We want you to remain with this gang until we're ready to act. Then we'll tell you what we require of you.
Sure, that's okay.
However, but... let me warn you that you will be constantly under observation. So don't attempt any deception. Is that clear?
Yeah, but if I could tell you who I am...
I'm not the slightest bit interested in who you are. My job is to get Peters, the brains of this gang.
Okay, okay, I suppose you know it all. But if you think Peters is the brains of this gang, you're crazy.
I don't understand.
Well, in words of one syllable, Mr. Inspector, Peters ain't the brains of the gang.
So you're beginning to lie to us at the very onset. Well, in that case...
I'm not lying. I guess I know what I'm talking about. I've been hanging around with this mob long enough.
But it was Peters who made that speech over the radio.
I don't care whether he made a speech on the radio or what he did. Maybe that was all a blind and you guys fell for it. But I know who's the brains of this business, and it ain't Peters. It's a guy named Thistlewaite. He's the leader.
Thistlewaite?
Yeah. He's one of them anyhow.
When? Are there more than one?
Why don't you find out for yourself? I did. And I ain't no highbrow Scotland Yard man either.
Oh, I see. Bluffing.
No, I'm not bluffing. There's two leaders in this mob. Thistlewaite, who's just chiseled his way in, and another one who's on his way out.
Yeah. How interesting.
Oh, you don't believe me, huh? Well, listen. The guy who was originally the head of this mob is named Dunn. Robertson Dunn. Then Thistlewaite came along and commenced to ease Dunn out of the picture, see? Dunn's pretty sore about it, too. He's figuring to bump off Thistlewaite, and me, too, for that matter.
How'd you know?
He told me so, just this morning.
Well, and when is all this going to happen?
Next week. They're planning something big next week. I don't know exactly what it is, but Dunn said it would startle the whole country.
By Jove, this affair is to take place next week?
Yeah.
All over the country?
That's what Dunn said.
Good heavens. Now, see here, Mr. Winterbottom.
Winterbottom? Say, my name... Hey, here comes Dunn now. He'd be suspicious if he sees me talking to you.
Oh, just explain it that I was just passing by. Stopped him.
No, he wouldn't go for that. I tell you, he thinks I used to be a leader of a gang myself. I'll introduce you as one of my men. I'll tell him you... Yeah. Well, I'm certainly glad you dropped in, Slug. Oh, Mr. Dunn.
Well, what is it? I'm busy.
I want you to meet Slug Gilligan. Slug used to be with my old outfit. I think maybe we can put him on, huh?
Well, it's about time you began lining up some men. By next week, I want to have 50 more. We'll need plenty of men for this, because it's going to be the biggest thing that ever came off.
Sure it is.
Well, have you written out those arrangements I asked you for?
Yeah. Got them over at the hotel.
Well, they won't do any good over there. Don't you understand? I'm in a hurry for them. For goodness sake, if you don't show a little more interest in what we're planning to do, I'm going to get rid of you.
Well, gee, I didn't...
Now, don't stand there making excuses. Go over and get them.
Okay, boss. I'll be right back.
It's coming off next week, is it?
Yes, if I can get things ready. But my gracious, I have to do it all. to say nothing of having to watch out for Chisler.
Thistlewaite, for example?
Yes, but I can take care of him all right. You may as well understand right now that I'm running this show, and I intend to continue to run it.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, of course. What time will it start?
At 8 o'clock in the evening. At that time, I'll make the opening announcement that will be heard all over the country.
Announcement?
Yes. Yes, on the radio.
Oh, I see. And that will be a signal for things to start, eh?
That will be the start of one of the most sensational shows that ever came off.
Yes, quite an idea.
Yes, I'm only sorry we haven't a shortwave set so we could include Europe.
Where is this radio equipment that you're going to use?
It's right there in the back room.
Where'd you get it?
Well, what's that to you? I don't see it's any of your business.
On the contrary, it's very much of my business. I happen to be attached to the Secret Service, and we're looking...
The Secret Service?
Yes.
Oh, don't arrest me. Don't arrest me. I tell you, I'll confess. I'll tell everything I know. Only please don't arrest me. Please.
Sit down.
Well, don't arrest me. I haven't anything to do with it.
Sit down.
Yes, sir?
Your name is Robertson Dunn, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in this sort of business before?
Well, yes. I was in an...
So you've got a record, eh?
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have. I have the record of being the best announcer.
And I presume you thought you wouldn't be caught.
But I didn't have anything to do with this. I mean, at first, when I first got into this, I didn't know there was anything wrong.
But you found out later, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Then why didn't you report the matter to the police?
Well, I was planning to tell the police eventually.
Why didn't you tell them at once?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come. Of course you know. When you found out the true state of affairs, why didn't you notify the police?
Well, I thought I could make a little easy money first. I was going to report it after next week.
Oh, so you were planning to let this thing go through simply so you could profit by it, eh? And after the damage had been done, you planned to report and double-cross your own associates. Dunn, you're not only a criminal, but you're yellow.
But I didn't stop to think. I didn't know.
You didn't stop to think. You're not a child. You know right from wrong.
Yes, but it wasn't my business. I'm just working here.
Oh, nonsense. You said just a moment ago that you were running this show.
Yes, I know. I did say that, but the man who planned this, the guilty party, is my boss.
Your boss, who?
Mr. Winterbottom.
Winterbottom?
Yes, he did it. He's the one to blame.
But Winterbottom told me that you were the instigator of this business.
He did?
Certainly. Just before he went out.
Oh, it isn't true. It isn't true. I'm not the one you're after. He is, and he's the one that...
What about this Peters?
Oh, I don't know. He doesn't like me at all, but I don't know whether he... Oh, please don't send me to prison. I'll turn state's evidence. I'll swear that Mr. Winterbottom is the man. Only...
Now, wait just a moment. You tell me one thing, Winterbottom tells me another. One of you is a liar. I'm going to find out who, and it's going hard for that man.
Oh...
Winterbottom is being shadowed, and I'm going to shadow you also. And then I'm going to let this affair proceed up to the time you're about to make that announcement over the radio. And by that time, we'll know who's guilty. Meanwhile, you go on just as you have been doing and say nothing to anyone.
Yes, sir.
Only don't forget, you're being watched every moment.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Long distance, if you please. Hello? Hello, connect me with the headquarters of the Secret Service, Washington, D.C., and hurry. Hello? Hello, I say, are you there? Sir, this is Young. We've located our man. A nationwide red uprising is to take place next week to be started by a signal sent out over the radio. Yes. Yes, that's what I plan to do. And you'd better send me about 10 men...